can definitely pull here. But if you do,
Question is, what was Adam's answer when Adam said, "Ha'isha shenatata imadi hin natna li min etz v'ochel," from the tree and I ate? So what was Adam saying? So there are a few understandings. Firstly, who said that Beit Hadas looks different than any other Esrog tree in the garden? Who says he could recognize the fruit just because maybe there are many Esrog trees growing? And there was one called Beit Hadas. Maybe there was a lot of wheat. And there was one called Beit Hadas. Maybe there was a lot of wheat growing, and she brought him bread from the Beit Hadas. Maybe there was bread from the Beit Hadas. Maybe there was a lot of grapevines growing, and she brought him wine from the Beit Hadas. She brought him those grapes. He ate from the fruit. He suddenly felt something different. And he took a step back and said, "Hey, what'd you just give me? That was no ordinary fruit." In which case, his response is understandable. In which case, the question is why. That's number one. Number two, we have a rule in Torah that a person who causes someone else to sin does have a certain amount of accountability. That doesn't take away the accountability from the one who did it, but there is a certain amount of accountability. Someone's wife. We find throughout Tanakh that wives lead their husbands somewhere, either up or down. Going back to the picture of the leather that we learned tonight. Okay, pizza's here. Shalom.